وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. أما بعد, tonight is the 23rd of the month of Ramadan. It is one of the nights that the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered to look for the night of Qadr. And it is one of the three nights that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam led Salah, the night prayer or Taraweeh, his companion. Those three nights, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Imam who was leading the night prayer right after Isha. It was 23rd and 25th and 27th. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam lead the 23rd, one third of the night. And the 25th he led all the way to the half of the night. Then one sahabi said, "Oh, the Messenger of Allah, if you would have continue leading us the rest of the night, half of the night," but still the sahabi, he wanted the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to continue the night prayer to lead them until Fajr. But he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this good news that whoever pray behind the Imam until he finish, it will be written for him a whole night. كُتِبَ لَوْ قِيَامُ لَيْلَ. Because you have the intention to pray whole night. If the Imam would have lead, you were ready. The Sahabi, that's what he wanted. But since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't continue leading them in Salah, the Sahaba, they get their reward. But the 27th, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam lead them all musty until Sahaba said they were about to miss the suhoor, so close to the Fajr time. So this is one of the odd nights which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chosen to lead his Sahaba. And that this shows that night prayer in Ramadan, Taraweeh or whatever you call it, the name Taraweeh came later on. It wasn't existing at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sahaba. It means that the Muslims in the first three generations, when they pray two rak'ah, they used to take break. They used to take raha. That's where the name comes from. Otherwise, it's called Qiyamul Layl or night prayer or Salatul Layl or Tahajjud. Al-Muhim. So this Salatul Layl, praying in the masjid congregationally, it's not innovation. It is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who did. Rather, who wished to do it, but he stopped out of fear Allah may make mandatory on the Muslims. Therefore, Umar radiallahu anhu is the one who revived and renewed the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ordered the Muslims to pray together, and he made the Imam Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, he the one who used to lead the Taraweeh, the Sahaba. Also, this night is the night that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arfais one of his Sahaba. The Sahabi called Abdullah ibn Unais, he said that he lived the desert far from Medina. He said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Wa ana bihamdillahi usalli biha." By the praise of Allah azza wa jal, I pray the night prayer in the desert. But what night, O the Messenger of Allah, do I come here? And it's to the Prophet's masjid. Because it's the salah in the Prophet's masjid is special. 1,000 prayer. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arfais him the 23rd. Not any other night. The Sahabi's son was asked what his father used to do. after he died, radiallahu anhu, he said, when is the 23rd, 22nd, at Asr time, he entered the masjid and doesn't leave until next morning. His camel is by the door of the masjid. He ride on and he goes after Fajr. This is what the Sahabi used to do. So this shows that there is a great possibility that tonight to be a night of Qadr. If it would have been night of Qadr and you would have known, what would you do it? Then do that. We ask Allah al-Karim to make it easy for us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa nabiyyina Muhammad.